This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn DeGee coming to you from Oaks, Pennsylvania. We are live at the American Equestrian Trade Association show here in Oaks, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Valley Forge near Philadelphia. And this is August the 12th, episode 1495. Actually, it's August the 15th. We'll correct that. Episode 1495. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world. Well, there we go. We have the horns blowing. The foxes are on the way. The hounds are running. And we want to thank Emily and Cheryl from Coverside Magazine for doing that, the magazine for fox hunters across the country. And those horns they were blowing were brand new horns provided by North Run Saddlery. And North Run Saddlery set up right beside us for the last, about 7 years. They've had to put up with our noise, us being blown up on the radio, and just general shenanigans the whole time. So thank you, North Run, for putting up with us all these years. We really appreciate it. And they're very nice horns. So it's a new product for them, and we appreciate you providing the horns. Now, let's give it a try. What do you think? I have Kat here. Let's introduce Kat, my co-host.
Good morning.
My co-host here this morning. We appreciate you stopping by. And you may have heard Kat. She's from Benefab Products. She's joined us on the show before. You've done really bad ads before on the show.
I have.
Yes, I kind of forced her into it. So, all right, we're going to give the horns a try and see if we can blow the fox horns here. Go ahead, Kat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
There was nothing coming out, Kat.
All right, man, give this one a that's try. Bad.
Hey, Kat did it. All right,
let's that is tough.
And I just blew their eardrums out. I'm sorry about that. All right, I'll try the other little one. There's a big one and a little one. This one has a reed in it, which is why we could do it.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. You got to go and slap your lips. It kind of sounds like a sick whale.
Better
actually.
Than mine.
That was fun. Thank you guys for providing the horns. We really appreciate it. And I apologize to everybody at home who just had their ears blasted out. So we are here at the American Equestrian Trade Association. This is our 13th time here, Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been here quite a bit. We have Kelly with us from Kelly Herd Jewelry. And Kelly is the president of the American Equestrian Trade Association. And I got to, before we get started and find out what that is, I have to thank Hopper Expositions because they originally, Kent and Ginger, were the ones who brought us in originally all those years ago and said, let's have some fun and do some radio at the show and highlight some of the new products coming to market. And we've been here ever since. So
fantastic. It's great.
They've been great to us. So Kelly, so tell us what is ADA?
ADA, the American Equestrian Trade Association. We are here sort of for a marriage of the manufacturers and the marriage to the retailers. We facilitate a time and place that we can get both together and help the industry grow. We also provide educational support, communication support, thanks to Facebook. It's just an overall benefit to the equestrian retail industry.
And this show's been going on for what seems like a million years.
It has. It's had a few different names over the past, but we've been under the Hopper umbrella for about the past 10 years.
How long have you been coming, Kat?
I think this is my fourth year.
Fourth year here, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is fun. I mean, every one of our listeners has posted that how can we get to come? Because they all know we've talked about Cash and Carry Day on Monday.
Yeah.
So they all want to come for Cash and Carry. This is like a horse person's dream if they would be able to walk around here.
Well, unfortunately, Kay, you've got to be a retailer to do it. You've got to have certain credentials to do so.
Right.
Again, we want our retailers to do the best possible they can and then share what they have found here with their business and the people, the customers as well.
And how long have you been part of the association?
I have been a part of the association probably for the past 5 years, but I've been coming to this show on and off since 1997.
And tell us a little bit about Kelly Herd Jewelry.
Well, we are the largest equestrian jewelry manufacturer.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we are. We sell to about 700 stores, both here in America and in Canada as well. But we also have retail outlets in Europe and Australia.
I didn't know that.
But we are more of a higher-end type of business. We do a solid sterling silver. We also do diamonds and gold. In fact, I have a meeting tomorrow with someone for a $25,000 4-carat yellow diamond to set. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a biggie.
Yeah, it's a biggie.
That's
do you
exciting.
Have one that big cat?
No.
No.
I wish. One day.
On your tiny little
one
fingers,
day.
A 4-carat diamond would look like a boulder.
Make it a 5. Make it a 5. That's when size really matters.
And right
there you go. Yes, yeah.
I just say it's only 25,000. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, heck, we do that every day, right?
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Where can people find your stuff?
Well, you can find us through all of our retailers. If you just Google me on the internet, you'll find a ton of our retailers that have high SEOs. And you can find them through there, whether you're in California, whether you're in Florida or Minnesota. It doesn't matter.
Just search for Kelly Herd, H-E-R-D.
Kelly Herd Jewelry, H-E-R-D. That's right.
And your website?
My website is www.kellyherdjewelry.com.
Well, thank you so much again for having us here, and we really appreciate it. It's a whole lot of fun. And we get to do the show here every Monday for the last 13 times, so we really appreciate it.
Well, we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Of course, he is from ADA, which is the trade show that puts on this particular show. And, you know, we have Kat here. I asked Kat to do this today because Colleen, who is our regular co-host, got really sick this weekend and couldn't come.
I have something about filling in for sick people.
You're our go-to gal
last
when somebody
Kat
gets sick.
Last time Kat was on the show, she came over to the studio and sat in on a Friday, and I got sick about 10 o'clock. And I said, Kat, you have to do really bad ads with Jamie. And she was like, what?
It was a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun.
Jamie helped you through.
Yeah.
So tell us what you have going on this weekend here with Benefab and Soar No More Arenas.
And Soar No More. So this is pretty exciting. We actually announced the partnership between my company, Benefab Products, and Soar No More Liniments and Gel Lotions. Of course, Soar No More has been around for 25 years. But we are in Arenas's, which is the parent company of Soar No More, their booth. And we have had a ton of fun launching quite a few new products. We do ceramic and magnetic therapies. So it's been really fun to have something totally new in the industry that other people aren't doing.
Well, and I love the boots. We did a little video with you yesterday,
yes.
And the new
yeah.
boots are the ones that were getting all the attention.
Yeah, the quick wraps. We do have new quick wraps, and they are the ceramic technology. But in addition to that, we have those magnets over the acupuncture points. And yeah, we had people popping up on that live feed saying they want them. So in December, guys, they're going to be available.
Very good. Well, Kat, we'll talk more about that later in the show. But we have somebody walking by that we just dragged in. He didn't even know he was going to be on the air today. You need to be about an inch from the mic, Jason.
Good morning.
Jason from horselovers.com, one of our biggest sponsors. And I got to tell you, I was walking around here, Jason, talking to all the vendors the last 2 days.
Okay.
And every one of them said, oh, yeah, Horse Lovers has been talking about you. You are our biggest spokesperson.
Well, there's a reason for that, obviously. You guys have done great. I mean, the passion for the business, the industry, that's where it comes from. So to us, we're the same way on the retail side, and we saw it in you guys, and that's why we dialed right into Horse Radio Network. So I think you've been sort of the best kept secret, and we didn't feel like it should be a secret anymore.
Well,
so we told everybody.
I have to tell you, and I have to acknowledge this, because we did have, since we've been on the air last, and I didn't tell you this, last week our website kept, websites, we have like 13 of them, kept getting slower and slower, and then all of a sudden people couldn't listen to the shows anymore, and mm-hmm. I was on the phone with the server company over and over again. Finally got to somebody who said, oh, I see the problem. He said, you're way too popular for this server. So he said, I cannot believe, he said, I haven't seen this much traffic on a website of your size, you know, not a Walmart, right?
Right, right.
A website of your size in the last 2 months. We did 1.5 terabytes of data last month, which means nothing to the listeners, means something to you.
Right,
so
right.
It's a lot of sound files being put out there. So we immediately upgraded to new larger servers, and we apologize for the delays you were receiving the end of last week. Everything's good now. And a matter of fact, it's very snappy now. So it's my bucket list. I wanted to crash a server. I did it. So
the best problem to have.
Yeah. HRN has had many, many accolades. Now you've got another
now
one
I got
on
that
your
one.
List. That's right.
I know you guys have crashed servers a few times. So.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. A few Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays. It's
we're
in there trying to hold it all together with a little duct tape and some Band-Aids.
To John about
it's
that
a stressful thing, but it's a gratifying thing, right?
Right,
because
right.
it means you're succeeding, yeah. right?
Yes,
if you're not breaking anything, you're not doing well enough.
Right. That's right. That's right. If you're not on the edge a couple times a year, then something is definitely wrong. That's right. That's
but
right.
see, the difference is you have a department to handle that. Right. I don't.
Right.
It's just me.
Right,
you know,
right,
Glenn
right.
the Geek, who's only... You know, so geeky. Yeah, I need help when it goes to the server side.
Yeah, your geekiness only extends so far.
Right, that's right. I can only go so much geek.
That's right. That's right.
You guys also this year on the Stable Scoop Show, which because it's our year of the listener, have been helping us with product reviews.
Right,
and
right.
we've been doing product reviews all year. I can't tell you how many vendors have been thrilled by that. You know, it's one thing. For the last 8 years, the hosts of all the shows have been doing product reviews. And I think it's one thing when the hosts do it. It's another thing when listeners get the product in and do it and then come on the show and do a review. It means a whole different thing to the listeners out there.
Right.
And it's been great. It's been a fun project this year, and I think the vendors have really appreciated it.
Yeah, oh, I think so, too. And obviously getting the product into the hands of the rider, the end user, the person who's going to really use that product day in and day out and getting their feedback and being able to connect it right back, because a lot of times they don't have that opportunity to really get that feedback directly from the customer. And so that's having that conduit is invaluable to them. And we're happy to be a part of that process. And we learn too. So we get to learn not only from the product side, but also the customer side in terms of what do they want from a retail experience and how do we deliver that? So we appreciate that feedback as well.
And I think too that the average horse person like me uses a product differently than your sponsored professional riders,
right?
So, and we're kind of looking at different things than they are. So it's interesting to hear it from the perspective of me, the average horse person who's out trying the product. And you know, the listener who has a couple of horses in the backyard may not show or may show, but it is a difference. That's one thing we found.
Right, right. Yeah, it's the scientific method, basically, right? So we want to try and take all the bias out of it. So if you're only looking at one group and they're looking at the product, well, you're going to bias it because you're not looking at all the groups that could possibly use that product. You might learn new things as new groups start to use that product. And I think that's the great thing about having just backyard riders and amateur riders and, you know, all the different types of riders use the product. And then you realize, oh, this might be good for another portion of the industry that no one thought of. Or,
sure.
you know, we didn't think to add that feature because we've only really looked at professional riders
right.
with this particular
right.
product.
And in the creative development teams, I feel like a lot of times, you know, you have your Western riders and your Hunter riders, but nobody just climbs on bareback and
right,
you know, has
right.
a good time. Or you have that. You know, to get it into the hands of the end user, you're able to target the dressage market, the hunter market, you know, whatever it is that person is doing.
Right.
And it makes
right.
such a difference to get that feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you have another minute, I'd love to ask you, you've been around here all weekend. I've seen you in meetings all weekend. So what are you seeing that's new this time? What are you excited about? The product line? One of the things I've noticed is that stirrups, there are more stirrups in this world than there ever were before.
Right.
It just seems like everybody has a stirrup
right,
now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to you know, walk around the show like this and just see so many different new products and how everybody's approaching it in different ways. Mm-hmm. Some people are very creative about it. Some people are, you know, very process-oriented about bringing out their new products. For us, we're really interested in connecting those products to the customer, right? We want to be the conduit so that we bring those brands and bring those products directly to the customer. So it's exciting to talk to the people who have created the product and what were they thinking? And why did they think about it in that way? And how are we going to bring it to market? And how are we going to make it really exciting for the riders to take advantage of that product? Because in a show like this, you know, a lot of these brands and the vendors that are here, they don't have that opportunity because they're not dealing directly with the customer. It's the retailers that are dealing directly with the customer. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of interesting products here this week.
You know, one of the things, I don't know if you got a chance to walk around, Kat, but one of the things I've noticed is clothing. There are more clothing manufacturers in the horse world now than I remember since I was in 30 years ago.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I think it's the crossover. So a lot of vendors are creating clothing that you can wear every day. So it's
right.
not just specific for riding. It's becoming more fashionable to wear clothes that are associated with riding, but you don't necessarily even have to ride. I mean, the Western industry's done it right for a long time. Cowboy boots are, you know,
yeah, there's a million
cross culture
yeah.
jeans. I mean, are definitely cross. So
sure.
that's what we're seeing here on the English side is that there's more and more of that crossover. And that's exciting from a customer perspective, because now you're attracting people into the industry that maybe they're not necessarily an everyday rider, but they think back to a time, or they know somebody who rode, and now they might become a rider, right? So that's one of the things that we need in this industry. We need more people to start riding. And if it starts with the clothes, then that's fine. That's a great way to do it, right?
Yeah. I was walking around yesterday and saw this jacket, this beautiful, it was in a whole outerwear booth. And I said, is that a riding jacket? They said, yes. I'm like, I don't want it for riding. I want that for myself. It was beautiful. But yeah, there is a lot of apparel.
Yeah, around. Definitely.
A lot of clothing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially the lifestyle boots. I mean, we see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife is not a rider, but I got her, can't say the brand, but I got her a pair of lifestyle boots, and she wears them all the time. People say, oh, I love those boots. And they have no idea that they've got, you know,
they're
equestrian boots, right? Yeah. Sure. So it's
and
great.
Someday when we put her on a horse, she'll be good to go.
That's right. She'll have the boots. She's ready to go. That's all you need, right?
If you remember 25 years ago, for those that are old enough to remember that, 25 years ago, you had Tailored Sportsman and Miller's or Iser brand. And you had two brands of breeches to choose from when you went in a tech shop.
Right,
I mean, it's so different now. You don't even know what you're going to find
or
and 20, do.
Or, it seems.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for horselovers.com for your support. And I didn't even get to talk to you this weekend. You've been busy all the weekend.
Yes,
and I know you have an appointment to get to now. So thank you so much for joining us
and
giving your perspective.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys. You guys
and Radiothon
great.
Coming up.
That's right. I can't wait. I listened all day Cyber Monday. I had it next to me the whole day.
We're working on the celebrities that we're going to get on, so we're working on it.
Okay, can't wait.
I keep wanting Kaylee Cuoco, and I can't get through her people. So I'm hoping by that time
you'll
we get Kaylee
yep,
on.
Yeah, you'll get her.
All right.
Yeah, I have full faith in you. All right.
Talk to you, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You think I can get her to come to the studio? That'd even be better.
Yeah. Well, let me know. We'll help with that.
Yeah, you'll come down. Damien, so hop in here. Damien is from a company called Free Jump. Need to be about an inch from the microphone. And one of the things we wanted to do for everybody this morning was to find companies that were represented by guys with accents. And that's what we found.
Ooh la la.
So Damien, say something in your native tongue to say hello to everybody.
Bonjour tout le monde. Nous sommes lundi matin ici à Philadelphie, Expo Center. And je suis vraiment content de vous avoir devant moi. Et on va discuter un peu de stirrups and shoes and footwear and everything.
So all the 20-year-old women at home are probably wondering if you're single.
Yes.
I am, but I am about double their age. So...
So sorry, ladies.
He's taken.
He's out of your league.
And you know, I don't think he swore at us either, because my mom spoke French and I knew all the swear words. I knew all of them.
The only words I knew.
Let's keep it politically correct.
Yes. Right? All right. Tell us about Free Jump. What's the company?
So Free Jump, how much time do we have though?
We have about 5 minutes.
Okay. Free Jump started really with one product, which called the Free Jump Collar in 2001. Several years before the company really started, because the company really started with the first stirrups in 2005, 2006. For some people who are maybe a little older than 20 years old, they could maybe remember a click-in stirrup, a stirrup which is attached to the shoe with some kind of giant staples.
We talked about those at
under
the time.
Under the foot plates of the shoe. And many riders got onto it, and the company got famous for that. It was the safest stirrup that was ever made, actually, because as soon as you were falling off the horse, you were getting out of the stirrup. But it's not a stirrup made for everybody, because your foot is at the same position, fixed on the foot plate of the stirrup, which is not very normal. You need to make some adjustment as you're riding. So our best-selling product is a stirrup, and it has a flexible outside branch. That model started in 2009. A few versions have been on the market. And we've been starting to sell this in the US 3 years ago. That stirrup is really our best-selling product. It gives more safety to the rider because it gives a chance to get out of it if you are falling or if you are being dragged. But it has also many other features that give you a very, very good leg position. Your heel is further down. Without you having to push for it, the stirrup goes forward and your heel goes further down, so your leg is in a better position, your body is in a better position as you're riding. The grip is fantastic. It's not too much, it's not too weak. The stirrup always stay right there with next to the horse, so you can find it with your foot without having to look for it, because the angle of the main branch of the stirrup is not in an standard position, so the stirrup wants to be right there where your foot is.
It has the studs. It has the regular pad on it with the bumps, but yes. Then it also has studs too.
Exactly. So it's a very technical product. It is for sure the most technical stirrup there is on the market today. It's 100% made in France. We have several suppliers supplying us that were selected to manufacture certain parts of the stirrup. It's assembled. All those parts are assembled in France as well. And those studs, for instance, the idea is coming from the track and field running shoes. It's the same kind of studs. There is a tool. So you can remove those studs
if you
need to.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's no need
like
to.
Like if you didn't want to ride with them for some reason?
Yeah. Or if they were to grind after several years. It's been 4.5 years that model is on the market, and we are just starting to see some stirrups coming back with the studs that need to be replaced. So it's a very technical product. And the idea with FreeJump is not to do different products just to be different, but to do the best product we can for the performance of the sport. When we release a product, it's being developed hand in hand with some of the best riders in the world. We have the chance to have a very close relationship with many of them in every country.
Well, go ahead and name the big one.
Well, in the US, Kent and BZ are using our products, but really in Europe.
Oh, yeah, a certain inventor who just won a gold medal is using it.
Michel Jung, gold medal in the Olympics. Michael Jung.
We saw him wearing these on TV.
Stirrups, the footwear as
well. What color did he have?
It varies. He's using red sometimes, sometimes the silver, which is a new color for the past 6 months, and also black or brown.
And that is the thing. It comes in colors, which is cool.
So we were the first stirrup company to make colors since 2007. We've had colors. Since 2006, we had colors. That was a way for us. When you see the rider, you see the helmet very well. You see the brand of the helmet. So my manager thought that that would be fun to have colors. And now you can see that colors are everywhere in all kinds of products. It gives you a chance to give more visibility, and it's also fun. We have a second type of stirrup, which is not available in the US yet, that will be next year, which is a smaller version. And that one, we've added the idea of having what we call pins, little pieces on the sides of the stirrup, where you can put your country flag color and also some fun other prints that we do.
That's cool.
It is beautifully made. And you know what sticks out to me with this product? I ride a lot of young horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the child stirrups with just the rubber bands is what I normally use. Because if they are to take off or mounting or anything, you know, if you're breaking them, you worry about, you know, having that stirrup. But this would be able to replace that. And I wouldn't look like I'm riding in 10-year-old stirrups.
Absolutely. So for the US market, we had to come up with the silver color because for some
sports.
So we do have the silver since December in the adult version, and we are working on getting the younger, junior, smaller version also into the silver color.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge technically to get it done. So we are working on this. This stirrup can be used in Hunter. And hopefully more and more judges will accept in equitation to also see these products being used by the riders. We are pretty excited about this.
Well, we are running out of time, and I know you have other cool products. Where can people go see all the products?
FreeJumpSystem.com.
FreeJumpSystem.com for those of you that can't understand a sexy French accent, right?
FreeJumpSystem.com. And I'm sure you can go on Horse Radio Network.
I just need
Network.
To go home because who's going to be better than that today? I just, you know, they're listening to me going, God, him again.
And I'm sure you can go on Horse Radio Network.com something and find information about FreeJump, right?
That's right. It's going to be on our show notes today. Thank you for that lead in. I do want to mention that all of the products that we're talking about today with pictures will be on our website and on today's episode, and we'll also be posting them on Facebook. So thank you very
much. Thank you so much, everybody. Damien. Have a wonderful day. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
You have to give the stirrup back. Kat.
I'm going to be visiting. What booth
number are you in? He's in 1630. So there you go.
1630. I'll be there later.
See you guys.
Thanks, Damien.
Thank you.
So there you go. We got our French accent in for the day, and we'll see what other kind of accents we can get in before the day's over.
See, now you've intimidated our next guest with that accent.
I know.
I can't do that.
We have Stacy here from Epona. Of course, you know Epona for all of the grooming supplies that everybody finds and buys at the tack shops.
Poor Stacy is totally stressed out.
Oh, get up there, Stacy. You got to need to be about an inch from the
closer to the microphone. Everyone can hear your beautiful, sultry voice.
The microphone. All right, Stacy, everybody knows your products. And when we were walking by the other day, and Kat hasn't seen any of these products yet, so she's seeing them for the first time.
Take that out of its plastic.
Oh, yeah, that'll exciting. Awesome.
That'll make a lot of noise here for the radio. She had something that reminded me of the old days growing up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Because I grew up in Amish country, and we still had Amish country stores. And in the Amish country stores... Hand that over to me once. In the Amish country stores, they had the washboards. They were called washboards. And they were metal, usually. And everybody can picture them. There were grooves.
It's that
sort of
thing
like
that
slatting.
The Zydeco band plays.
Yes, that exactly. Thing. Right. This one doesn't sound quite like that. But but you have an imitation washboard. It's called the Epona Super Brush Scrubber. And it looks like a washboard from the old days, which they still sell in Lancaster County stores.
It's not an imitation washboard.
It's a real washboard.
But go on, okay.
And what is it used for?
Well, it's extremely effective in cleaning your dirty grooming brushes. It is quick. It is super easy. So efficient. Within 2 minutes, your brush is thoroughly cleaned and rinsed. And it's fun to do because it's gratifying to do because you see all the dirt.
Yeah, the water turns kind of black and gross, doesn't it?
And the washboard, the unique part about the washboard, why it's so effective is that the grooves are positioned in such a way that it really does a nice job separating the bristles.
And doesn't pull them out.
No, not at all. And you could use soap or a gentle shampoo. Mm-hmm. It separates the bristles, thereby getting the soap deep down into the bristles right to the base of the brush. So it thoroughly cleans
She demonstrated it yesterday and it really did work. I didn't want her to bring the bucket of water over near the computer though. So.
No, thanks. No. But I'm looking at it now and it looks like you can prop it up inside of a bucket and there are grooves to hold it.
Yeah, there's struts. We put the struts on there so you have support if you'd like or you simply hold it by the handle that is on top of our grooming brush. Super brush scrubber washboard.
It is cool. It's
it's
simple.
Very clever.
It's so
simple.
It's
really good.
It's so simple. You just put a little water in the bucket. Okay, it actually saves water too. That's why I came up with the idea because we're in
drought
country.
Why didn't somebody think of this 100 years ago?
This is something that every horse owner, we own brushes. Yeah. And many of us are ashamed of our brushes. We have beautiful horses and we're using gross, dirty, filthy grooming brushes on our horses trying to shine them up. This, within 2 minutes, your brush will be sparkling, cleaned and rinsed. So after the water is filthy, you just dump it out, put some fresh water in the bucket and rinse your brush by using the same motion up and down, scrubbing the brush on the brush board. Very, very simple, inexpensive. Every horse owner doesn't know it yet, but they need one of
these. What's the price point? Retail.
Oh, it'll be under $10. Okay. It'll be between $7.95 and $8.95.
Tax shops been picking them up?
Everyone.
Oh, good. I thought so.
Great.
It's cute.
Everyone.
This gets
cute.
My cute award,
really,
and it also
idea.
Brings back nostalgia for me because my mom actually had one of these that she used to scrub the spots out. Now, all it really did, because the metal ones, all they really did was scrub a hole in the fabric.
Right.
The spot was out because there was a hole in the fabric.
Yeah. Well, this is not metal.
No, it's
very,
plastic. It's not going to kill
you know
your
what?
Brushes.
It is actually fun because immediately you see the suds turn brown.
And she's always yelling at me because my brushes are dirty, too.
Right.
So.
Like, really, you're trying to clean the pony with a dirty brush?
Yeah,
really?
Right. Okay. Well, we have 2 minutes now. Give us the lowdown on the other product.
Oh.
2 minutes. Oh.
Two minutes. You got 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Our Love Curry Brush. This is all wood, and I designed the bristles to be all wood as well. They're tapered, and they're on a flexible rubber backing. It's light as a feather. It looks like a sea urchin, though.
So it does look like a sea urchin.
It does, doesn't it?
But it does. It does.
Husbands like to be scrubbed with it, though.
Exactly,
I tried it on Glenn's back. He loved it.
Yeah, exactly the opposite.
That.
This is a go-to tool. This tool will not only gently and effectively detangle manes and tails and leave them with a flowing finish, but when you start using this on the horse's body, immediately, you will sense from your horse that your horse is loving the sensation. And they lower their heads. It's light.
It kind of makes
you know
me...
you're not getting it back, right? Anything you hand a cat is gone.
It kind of makes me think of when the horses groom each other that they use the sharp edge of their incisors. That kind of makes me think of that because it really gets the skin to pull away. Yep. So it gets that kind of sensation.
Perhaps, but then when you look at the brush, how it collects loose shedding hair, very much like my shed flower, and the dirt, it just collects it beautifully, and you could simply peel it off.
Glenn's over here reading
the
label.
Really relaxes.
I think what's so cool about it is
and they're in another, they're in nirvana with this tool.
That is really interesting.
But it looks like it's going to kill them. It looks like
it's wooden.
Yeah, the wooden, I mean, it's going to hold up so well. I like this. I like this. Yeah.
They will not pull out. The rubber will not pull out.
I don't know of any other that has wooden quills.
This is, I prefer this brush to other ordinary grooming brushes.
Yeah.
It is the go-to tool. All
it's
you need is
urchin.
This brush.
It's either the sea urchin or the porcupine.
A hoof pick the porcupine.
It's the porcupine brush of the horse world.
It's awesome. Well, thank you.
I like it. I Epona. Really, and it is so light.
How much are these?
They'll retail for about $12.
$12.
$12.
That's the right price.
And it will be your favorite go-to tool. I promise you that.
Totally
and what's
affordable,
the website?
And it looks like it will clean very well.
But wait till you use it because you can't help but to notice this how your horse feels.
And where can everybody find you
website?
Online?
Yep.
What's your website?
Oh, it's EponaProducts.com.
EponaProducts.com is where you can find it. And at most tack shops around the country are online.
You're going to find
right. No, this is a very cool tool.
And it's called
your
the
horse
Love
will thank you. And every horse should have one of these. They will appreciate it so much.
Thanks,
so,
Stacey.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey.
EponaProducts.com.
Yay.
I love it. Can I keep this one? I really want it. You don't have
you
to.
You have a few horses now, right?
Truly, if you need it back, I'll stop by. Stop. I'll stop by.
This show's going to cost you a lot of money, Kat.
This is bad. This is why you shouldn't ask me to be the co-host.
I am with Kat here from Betafab Products. She's co-hosting with me today, and I love doing shows with Kat. And we have so much fun here at the ADA show, the trade show this morning, talking about all kinds of different new products to the market. And we have Kathy with us. Kathy is with Level Up, correct?
Yes, Level Up Innovations.
Level Up Innovations. And so now tell us what you got here.
I got tired of telling my writing students heels down every couple of minutes, so I invented the Level Up Innovations.
We don't know anything about that, do we, Kat? No.
I created an electronic heel position indicator. And what this does is you turn it on, and as you slide it on your boot, kind of like a spur, and as soon as your heel comes above level, it beeps at you until you put it back down below level. So anything at level is fine or below is fine, but as soon as it's above level, it beeps.
Yeah, I'm holding it at level right now, and I'm going to turn a little bit, and you can hear it probably in the mic.
Yep, and the volume is adjustable, and we have tested it on over 300 horses, and many of them were thoroughbreds that had not yet been raced, but had been stabled for quite some time, and we have not had a single spook.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a low tone or a high pitched tone that probably wouldn't bother them.
It is. We've tested hundreds of tones to settle on this one.
That is brilliant.
Thank you.
And does it attach to any spur or does it come with the spur?
It comes with the spur. They are made out of a special metal for us so that they can bend a number of times, you know, any number of times, and fit to any size boot. So it'll go anywhere from fitting an adult to a child. So,
so this
can use
is
it
something
on several
instructors
people.
Are buying for their students?
Instructors, students, because the whole purpose of it is to not replace an instructor. It's to help the student or any rider develop muscle memory. Instead of just thinking about keeping your heels down for the 30 seconds after your instructor yells at you, you can actually go home and wear it constantly, and it will help you develop that muscle memory.
Huh. Interesting. And do you have any...
maybe we need to turn it off.
Yeah, maybe. Can you add, or do you have any additions as to like where you can put spurs in there if you'd like spurs, or like an interchangeable spur would be?
Actually, we do have plans for that in the future. Okay. But right now, we just recommend that you, because you want to slide it just above the heel of your boot so it's level with your boot.
Okay. This thing really works. It keeps going off.
and they do turn off very easily.
Two beeps. How long does the battery last?
The batteries last for months. This one has been on constantly at the show, and this is our third day. And
can you change them?
They are interchangeable, just simple watch batteries that are available at any store.
You just pop the lid off and change it out?
And the volume is adjustable right next to it. And they do come in any color. We have 11 different colors. Even the metal armature, it can be special ordered to match the plastic color.
Oh, so the spur metal part can be?
Yes.
Colored too?
You bet.
So you can put it all in black for the very serious riders.
Yes, indeed.
If they would like to. Very interesting.
Yeah. Or now, if you want pink to match your horse, we can do just about any color.
Now, I see that the metal armature that holds it looks exactly like a spur, except there's no pointy part. Now, when you put it on, is it supposed to be positioned where your spur would normally be, or is it supposed to be positioned higher or lower?
Well, like we said, you should attach it, or you should slide it on right where your heel attaches the sole of your shoe.
Okay.
So that way you know that it's level. But that way, if you do wear a spur as well, you can just slide that on above it.
And you would put a spur strap on it, because I see it has little slots for the spur strap.
It will accommodate an English spur strap. However, most people have been able to just squeeze it on your boot, and it stays perfectly.
That's quick and easy, because then if you want to just slide them on for 15 minutes or whatever, or you share it with your buddies at the barn.
Yes, and it is relatively light.
Yeah, I was surprised how light it was.
Yes, a set only weighs 9 ounces put together.
So how do your students feel about you after creating the product?
A damn woman.
Indeed. And, you know, after showing dressage for 30-some years myself, I didn't think that I would need it. But in using it, after 2 weeks, I was ready to throw the thing away. But my dressage scores did improve an entire point in 3 weeks because I didn't realize how much I was pulling my heel and my hip up while I was cueing. And my horse looked at me like he'd been trying to tell me that for years. But,
That's a great story.
Even have Olympic riders that are interested in distributing for us and are using this product now, right down to beginning students.
We had this discussion one day about how many times an hour an instructor will say heels down. And I think we determined it was like 12 to 15 or something.
At least. Yeah.
At least.
Wow.
But we also work with a lot of therapeutic riding places
that
put a lot of input into our design. And even I'm very proud of the kids, but we have a very large special needs school in our county in Michigan, and they hand make these notepads for us, the horse-shaped notepads that we give away as well.
Wow.
So I'd like to give them a lot of credit for
the work that they've done. What's the name of that organization?
It's the Van Buren Intermediate School District, and they do a fantastic job for us.
And they have a special needs program there?
They do.
With horses at the school district?
Well, it's not for horses at the school district, but they make paper products, and they make it for our project.
And it is a little horse notepad.
Indeed, so I brought that for you.
That's very cool.
They're great kids.
I'm going to take those and I'm going to put them on a pretty string and hang them on my Christmas tree.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's
a
really good idea.
Yeah.
I love that. And so does this in the pack of the, so they're sold in packs of two, but only one has the indicator. Is that right?
No, there's one for each foot.
Oh, there is.
So you buy a pair, just like you buy a pair of spurs.
Okay.
That's good because otherwise I'd have one heel down and one heel up.
No, that is very good because I think I'm much better on my right side than I am on my left.
And that is a fact. That is why we did elect to do the pair because I didn't realize how uneven my feet were as well. Mm-hmm. And an instructor can only see one side at a time, and so do arena mirrors.
Oh, I'm gonna have like stereo beeping. Oh, man.
But then you won't know which foot.
Put them both down. Oh, that one must have been already down. The beeping didn't stop. Oh, golly.
And my daughter is an eventer, so she made sure of this, but it is dirt proof and water resistant as well. So
we did make these. So you can wear
it while you're schooling the water jump.
Yes, indeed.
There we go.
And I've been throwing this one against the table all weekend to show that it is made to ride horses with. It's not easily broken at all.
And it's pretty flush to the stirrup, so it won't rub your leg or
anything.
It's rounded and everything. It was really well thought out.
Thank you. Where can
they find them? Is it for sale yet?
We will be in full production October 1st, and then it'll be on sale at our website at levelupinnovations.biz, but we also have worked out deals with many distributors.
Levelupinnovations.biz is where you'll find it. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Exciting.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. Levelupinnovations.biz. Well, let's take a break for our title sponsor for this episode, and that is Omega Alpha. We'll be right back with more from Ada in just a minute. Mega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products. Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it. And then if they've come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca. We're back here and we thank Omega Alpha. They weren't here this time. They only come in January, so I couldn't get Jeff on. I know a lot of you know Jeff from Omega Alpha, but I couldn't get him on because he wasn't here. So we'll have them back in January again. And as I said, you are listening to us live from the American Equestrian Trade Association, brought to you by Hopper Expositions. Well, now we have our next guest. We have them all lined up, too, with a variety of products this morning. And we wanted something that had homewares. And Jennifer was over at their booth yesterday. It's called the French Laundry. And then she spent money. I won't say for who, because they might be listening. But she did spend money for gifts yesterday. And we have, your first name is?
Debbie.
We have Debbie from the French Laundry on. Debbie, tell us about the French Laundry. It was a cool booth.
Well, thank you very much. We started out as a company that just produced fabric, and we've been doing that for about 8 years. We were weaving a lot of our own fabrics in North and South Carolina. I fox hunt, I event, and have horses.
We played the horns at the beginning of the show this morning.
I heard
Did you hear that?
I heard that. I know.
You're all the way at the
Mine
other
was
end.
Pathetic. That was the one that hardly
oh, that's
came
funny.
Out.
And that's funny.
And I think we always like to kind of make things that appeal to us. So because of the fact that I hunt and ride and have a foxhound for a pet, we decided to roll out the horse and hound collection, which is what we are premiering here at this show.
Now, the fabrics are different. I don't know if you've seen them, Kat, but the fabrics are different because they're kind of old-timey. I don't know what the right word is.
Well,
but.
We like to go back. Vintage
Thank
is
you.
A
Thank
big,
you.
Vintage is a big word.
I'm an old-timer. That's what made me think of old-timey.
Vintage sounds a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
All of our fabrics are going to have a little bit of a vintage feel to them. Okay. Like to go back and use a lot of plaids and tartans and tweeds and linens, that things that have a really nice, soft, washed, warm feel.
Kind of reminded me of Little House on the Prairie, the kind of fabrics you would actually see in that time.
And a lot of those fabrics were woven. I mean, those were fabrics that we made here in the U.S. So anytime I can find a company that makes fabrics here, or we make our own. And that gives us a really unique look.
It does.
Yeah.
And people love USA made. That is
so
that
much
is
more
great.
So now than we did even 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah,
so there's
absolutely.
Been a huge movement back to purchasing products that are made from fabrics that are actually made here in the U.S. or mm-hmm. certainly made in the U.S.
Yeah.
And we run a nice workroom in High Point, North Carolina, employ a lot of women that are cutting and sewing and putting all this together for us.
Wow.
It's so funny because my mom actually, we had a factory on our block that made clothing, and my mom worked in that clothing factory for almost 30 years.
Where were you from?
What Pennsylvania, part? Lancaster County.
A lot. A lot of clothing used to be done here. And in South Carolina and North Carolina, pretty much now, it's just companies that sell, but everything is made offshore, which is sad. So we like the fact that we're able to do it here.
Sure. My mom could sew, by the way, because after working there for 30 years, she could make anything.
Well, now, the funniest thing about me, I don't even know how to turn a sewing machine on. And the women in our workroom, they die laughing because I can design it, I can engineer it, but I don't know the first thing about sewing.
Well, what are the products for horse people that
the
they would be
interested in? The
products
for horse people that we are carrying and we're showcasing at this particular market, lots of great pillows. Pillows with all different disciplines of horses, whether it be fox hunting or jumping. We also have napkins, placemats, table runners. We've got a pillow that we have got the pony and her best friend. All of our pillows, we like to put a lot of attention to detail as far as the piping and the trim and the flat flange. We have placemats and napkins, table runners, lots of things for the home. I think, you know, those of us that ride horses become a lifestyle. And you like to bring that back into your home. You know, it's not just when you're at the barn. So we've kind of gone into every category. We do bedding, pillows, duvets, dust skirts, shams,
dog beds, we make shower curtains. So it's a complete, we're able to give you the complete equestrian lifestyle you can have in your home, not just when you're at the barn.
I like these placemats here.
Those placemats are out of a really great wash linen. And the
it
linen,
looks
the
almost like burlap.
Mm-hmm. Or people would say hemp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's got that great, like you said, old timey. We call it vintage.
I love these things.
And this looks like it's almost like an imprinted photo. And,
and one of the unique things we do, we made the investment a few years ago of purchasing the printer that allows us to do this. My daughter, who's 14, does a lot of the artwork for us.
Oh, wow.
So she actually will, you know, work on designs.
Is that her?
That is.
She does the artwork?
She does a lot of artwork.
Come over here and sit down. You have to talk. Wait, is it Morgan?
That is awesome.
Actually, this is Taylor. She's wearing
Morgan's
badge.
Okay. Yeah. Taylor, you're the daughter. Come up real close to the mic. Okay. So you're an artist. Is this yours?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
And you actually draw these or paint these?
No, we just find them on the internet.
And then you put it. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And we'll sometimes work with artists and purchase different people's art. And then Taylor does, she'll design, like, she'll take an idea for an old feed sack image, and she'll design those and then create those on the computer herself.
Slave labor. That's what she's got. It's
are
like the old days.
Running a sweatshop.
That's it. It's a sweatshop.
Don't tell her that.
It's old time fabric and old time labor.
But it is in the U.S., so don't get too worried.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you do, I'm sure our listeners are dying to know, as am I, can you do a custom print?
Yes, and custom has become a big part
like
of the company.
Our logo?
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Taylor, it's helpful when she's not in school, which I love summers and holidays. We will do.
She'd probably rather not go anyway. So.
But we will
gladly not start this ball. Yeah.
We will do custom barns. We'll do custom fox hunts. If people want to send an image, we've got a store that's sending their logo. Her sister had done some art for her and that she wanted that put on product. And that's one of the things that really separates and makes our products unique and different is that you can do custom. I'm thinking
that Horse Radio Network logo right there would look really good on a pillow. Don't you think?
Yeah. It could also go on a cafe towel or a napkin or a placemat. So you can put it on any number of items.
And Jennifer bought a bunch of that yesterday.
And you could have had those at home.
Now,
is there
I assume there's an upcharge to get the setup?
There's no upcharge. And that's the one thing that we feel like makes
it so Taylor works
affordable.
For free. This is why.
Exactly. It just costs me a lot in shoes and clothes, but other than that, yeah. Yep. But no, we don't upcharge for custom. And I think that's
this is kind of cool. You have a job where you can play with art, which you probably love.
Yeah, I do. It's fun.
And you get to play with art. What other kid at 14 gets to do that?
I don't think anyone. No. None of my friends do it.
That's cool, though.
That is really cool.
Because when you get out of high school, you're going to actually have a skill that they aren't going to have.
Yeah, she actually has a resume.
So
yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Very good on you, girl.
Thank you.
Good on you. Take that. We're going to talk.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about that, all right?
That custom.
We're going to talk about some custom stuff for Horse Radio Network. This is very cool.
Yeah, well, very well made.
And what are the price points like on the pillows?
So pillows are going to be anywhere from $19. This would be the most expensive that's $42.
Okay.
We've tried to make it affordable. Again, the quality you can see. Yeah. All the inserts are a feather down insert. So again, just a nice soft quality pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, that price point for this.
Yeah.
How well this is made.
Yeah. You pay for the cheap ones at Kohl's. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 And these are staying with us, right?
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Where can people find them?
A lot of the stores who have shopped here. So we've got tax stores.
You were busy yesterday. We couldn't even get in to talk to you yesterday.
We were very busy.
That's great.
So, you know, checking out local tax stores in your area, certainly up and down the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Can they buy them online
or is it too big to ship?
Well, no, it's not too big to ship. Taylor, who is also my girl that handles all the technology for the company, we are going to sort out how we can actually sell online. One of the things which we've tried to not do is not to compete with our retailers. Mm-hmm. So we've got to work out how we do a website that's going to give a true retail so that a customer can either buy it from us or buy it from that store.
Okay. Is there anything you don't do?
I pretty much do everything.
And she also fox hunts. So.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Tell us about your horse real quick.
Well, I actually don't have a horse right now. I'm using one of my trainer's horses. She got too big for her pony.
What kind of pony?
She was just a good old mutt.
A mutt?
Mayfair and would do anything.
Yeah.
So it's hard when you have to get rid of the pony that will do anything. And then you go to horses that you actually have to do something.
I shed a lot of tears over
that. No, it is. And it's so hard to go. And that's a hard step to make from a pony that you could totally trust and then go to, you know, kind of the unknown. So she's using, we're at a barn that we event, and she's using one of our trainer's horses right now while we're in the process of looking. So
I have one of those ponies. I went from the one that would do anything to now the one that I don't totally trust. So I get
it. And it's a trust factor, you know, being on something. So our search will continue.
Well, good for you guys for bringing something new and different to the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you talking
What's
about
What's the website
the
again?
It is FrenchLaundryHome.com.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to be joined here. Now we have guests lined up all show. And now I'm regretting to say that we have we have a guy you've heard on here before who basically can keep up with me. Let's just put it that way. And that's Brady from Arenas from Sword No More. Hey, Brady.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Kat's doing a great job. Thank you for letting us borrow her this morning.
Absolutely. It's We are we're definitely sad that Kat's not at the booth right now, but we don't begrudge her the opportunity. Always sad.
Jay and Brady are probably very glad to have a break
She's
from
out
Kat.
Of here.
Yeah.
God, her endless talking. It's gone.
Her OCD, her talking.
She is the neatest person I've ever met.
She is. And an organizational genius.
I can't imagine what her warehouse and shipping place looks like. Ours was a disaster. There was cardboard everywhere. There was tape everywhere. Yours is probably all lined up in nice, neat little rows.
I can pretty much guarantee that she's probably been through 4 or 5 label makers by now.
It's actually true. It's true. Yeah. Brady's probably seen the incoming pallets to the warehouse, the way that they're all labeled on the outside of the boxes.
It's perfect.
Nobody
we love
else
it.
Does it.
No. No OCD there. It. Is your house immaculate too, Kat?
It is. Yeah. I have to say. And my car. I can't. If I'm in anywhere messy, it makes me feel
You
out
are
of
not
control.
Married, are you?
No.
No, that's why.
That's probably why.
Right there.
Brady and I were talking about that yesterday.
I will say this. This is going to sound shameless, right? But that is one of the things that makes the Benefab product so phenomenal is Kat's attention to detail.
That is true. And she's damn smart, too.
Oh,
that's
man.
The other thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Great conversationalist
And
as
she's
well.
Over here blushing now. She's now wishing you hadn't come over at all, actually. Brady, so or no more, all kinds of different products. Tell us what's new.
So, actually, here at the show, we have brought our product that will be available beginning of December. It is the world's first magnetic and ceramic quick wrap. And it is a phenomenal product. I can't wait for people to get their hands on this. Once you touch it, feel it, put it on your horse, it's going to be love at first sight. I know I was. As soon as I saw it, I was really, really pleased. It's
so
people have been asking
describe
for it forever.
To me? What's...
So basically, it is a layered quick wrap, which is really cool. So you can take the inside layer out to wash it, or for further compression, you can use it with an actual cotton standing bandage.
Oh, okay.
But layered up, it is a regular quick wrap. So you're able
it's
to
Velcro.
Just put the Velcro straps on, to hold it on. It is ceramic on the inside, but what makes it really unique is that not only does it have the ceramic material, but it also has 12 magnets over the acupuncture point. So it is targeting the deep digital flexor tendon, down the suspensories, coffin joints.
How tall is it? Does it come up over the knee or not?
Not over the knee, but
just
the ceramic
to the knee?
is targeting the hind part of the knee. Yep. And then we also have a hind boot too. So we have the front and the hind pairs. And they're going to retail between $175 and $180 for a pair.
So they have the ceramic and the magnets. And I saw yesterday you did have the magnet. You explained it all to me, which Jennifer understood it. I didn't. But about where each magnet was in relation to where the tendons and everything is. And
exactly.
And From what I saw, it looked like you knew what you were talking about. So,
yeah, thanks. It's a rarity, but thanks. So actually, what's really unique is when you look at the quick wrap, if you open it up, there are on the left side, you'll see that the hind from what's inside versus outside, there's different magnet placement. So a lot of companies, you know, I think the research behind that takes a lot, and the quality control is, you know, the hind front versus the hind outside versus the inside. I mean, it's all different magnet placement. So the quality control there has to remain really high and make sure that, you know, we have absolutely made sure that all those right spots are being targeted.
Absolutely. And to be able to go from, you know, different sizes of horses and to make it fit and work, it takes a lot of effort. And actually, the other really exciting thing that we're working on now is we're working on some publishable data. So we'll have some actual real
Wow, know, that's something we don't get in this industry too often.
Yeah.
We are really excited about that.
Yeah. As you know, I mean, that's kind of what the bedrock of what our company is.
Well, the Soar No More products and the Soar No More performance products and everything.
Yeah, we actually published a study in the Journal of Animal Science this last year that showed a 90% reduction in chronic back pain scores within 7 to 9 days with the Soar No More products. So we actually, for that study, we used the Soar No More Performance Ultra, our clinical strength version. And the results that we saw from that have been amazing. So people around the world have been clamoring for that one.
And you can use it in conjunction with the Benefab products because they're washable, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Right. You know, the Soar No More products are all safe to use under wraps and pads and blankets and those types of things. And so we really felt that the ceramic matched the effects that the Soar No More can magnify, for lack of a better term. And so they work together in harmony and do a really, really good job. I can't even go through the list of clients that I've talked to over the past year that we've been able to significantly improve the lives of a lot of animals. And at the end of the day, Glenn, you know, that's why we do what we do, so that we can help these horses to last longer, have happier lives, and make sure that the relationship that we develop with our animals can last as long as it possibly can.
Yeah.
Cool. Where can people find them?
So you can go to arenas.com and see everything there.
Spell it for everybody like me that doesn't know how to.
You bet. So that's A-R-E-N as in Nancy, U-S as in Sam.com. You can also go to benefabproducts.com and see everything there. Always feel free to reach out to us, and you can shoot us an email. We can chat live, whatever you need. You want to just talk hay and grain for your horses or about any of our products specifically, we're always happy to help in any way that we possibly can.
And, you know, you guys were the grand prize last year at Radiothon, and I know we're going to be talking here shortly. We got to work that out, by the way.
Yep.
Get Radiothon figured out again for this year, but we were so excited that you were involved last year. It was so much fun, and it
always
was so successful. So
always is. Yeah.
So, you know, I can't tell you the number of wholesalers here, manufacturers that said, I heard about Radiothon, I want in this year. And that only took 1 year. Usually something like that takes 2 or 3 years, but so many people listened.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I think that was part
of it. Well, you guys broke the internet.
We did.
Didn't
we broke the internet. We broke the internet again last week. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have Kat come over for the entire day, and I'm going to take off. And Kat's going to do the 12.
No, that is not
nice.
What we're going
like
to do.
I like it.
If that is the case, I am paying for Brady's flight. He's coming down. Now the whole instrument and that whole board over there, we're gonna have hoof beats
this year.
And everything playing at the same
time.
We
go.
Last year you saw it. I mean, I had 4 computers going. Jennifer had a computer, our co-hosts all had computers, and it was hard for me to focus when things went down, you know, during Bob Baffert of all people, to focus on the technology and to try and get it fixed. And Jennifer's working on get it fixed behind the scenes. It's this year we're having our tech guy Neil. He's coming and sitting at those knobs, and I'm
there
just gonna host.
There we
He's
go.
He's worried about buttons. I'm worried about hosting this year, so thank God.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, that was hard last year. It was hard to do everything, you know,
sure.
To play the music and play all the songs and play everything and then worry about talking, you know.
Yeah.
So this year I'm going to have it easy.
That sounds like a good plan,
Glenn. I'd just be able to
say,
Kat, take it away.
I love it. I love it. We will call it. We'll have to prank call Kat while she's on the
show.
Kat the Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Kat the Fantastic.
Yeah, there we go.
It'll be Kat.
You are required this year to come over and sit in for a little while.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Wendy and I. You're required.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I know you were very busy last year, but we'll get you to come over for an hour or so this year.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe the last hour during Eventing Nation. And Horse Nation, that was wild.
That would actually be really fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, the requirement apparently is if you're on in the last hour with the Venting and Horse Nation is you have to be drunk. So please drink. Okay. We'll have some alcohol there for
I'll
you.
Wine.
Well, what you really need to bring from the square is some of those deep fried Oreo cookies. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, from so good. Harry's
Oh,
Seafood.
Man.
Yeah, bring those over. That'd be great. Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. You can come over.
Ocala is the greatest. I love that.
Thank you, Brady.
You bet. Thanks Arenas. So much, guys.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks.
Take care. Arenas.com. We're going to, let's see here. I think we might, I don't know if we have who our next guest is. We have, what time is it? Sorry, guys. We're on the fly here. I think we have our next guest coming up, but I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to hear from another one of our sponsors. Jennifer and I got to catch up with Ovation because they're here with all their nifty products, and they have a new boot coming out, and we got to hear about that. So let's take a listen. Well, we all know that Ovation is one of our terrific sponsors here on Horses in the Morning, and we happen to be at the 8S show. And we have Amy here who's telling us about, I wear the Ovation country boot, and the men's version there, and I love it. I wear it every day. It rains in Florida every day, and I wear it every day because it rains in Florida and my feet don't get wet. And there's nothing grumpier than a horse husband with wet feet out there taking care of the horses. So
right.
Jennifer
true.
Loves the boots too.
Thank
because
you for
I'm,
making those boots
yeah,
that fit my grumpy. We appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot because he doesn't whine so much.
So, Amy, you have a different boot here. Tell us about it.
Yes, we have the Moreland boot by Ovation. It is more, it's a riding boot, but it's more of a workman-like riding boot. The trend has seemed to have been a little bit slimmer boots. Well, this is for, you know, it's rugged, it's working, it's for when you're having to go out in the pasture and grab your horse and you don't want to ruin your good boots. It's perfect for riding. It actually has a waterproof membrane in it,
ooh,
up
dry
to
feet.
four inches above the sole.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yes. It has dry, moisture-wicking Dry-Lex or Dry-Tex on the inside, so you know keeps you cool, keeps you dry, keeps you comfortable. Has a very rugged outsole that's good for riding.
Yeah,
but
the sole on this thing is thick, and it looks like it's made for doing work outside.
Yeah,
it looks like a work boot.
Yeah, it's a classic ripple sole that's safe for stirrups, but a little bit more gives you a little bit more grip than a traditional
and it's stiff,
riding boot.
Kind of like a riding boot.
Yeah, it's going to give you support in the stirrup.
Right.
Absolutely.
But it's sturdy
enough.
But it's
got tread too, so you're not going to fall on your butt in the winter.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not falling on the butt. And it's zipper on the side, on the outside, easy to get to.
It's a tall
Absolutely.
Boot. Yeah. And now the bottom is kind of a smooth leather, and then from like the above the ankle up, it's a different kind of leather.
Yep, it's a suede leather. So it gives you some extra grip, some extra durability, and it has a really wide elastic gusset there. So for good customization and comfort.
It's going to fit more people.
It is.
Yeah.
You'll fit right in when you take that fox hunting vacation to Scotland.
I mean, this does look like something you'd wear around the barn or, you know, at home and, you know, or at Rolex. You know, you could wear it out walking around too. And with the extra sole, it's something that you'd wear every day. And that's what this is meant to be, the everyday wearer.
Yep.
And what size range does the Moreland come in from Ovation?
The Moreland comes in regular and wide calf in continental sizing 36 to 45.
Ooh, so that's a wide variety. Cool.
It is. And in two colors, it's available in brown and black.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
How about
that? I didn't see the black one. That's very cool. Very good. Where can people find out more about this Moreland boot?
You can go to our website at www.ovationriding.com.
And what's the retail on these?
That is $199.95.
Oh, wow. Right price, too. Very good.
Christmas is
coming.
Sounds
good. Thanks, Amy.
Very welcome.
Well, we're back here at the live at the American Equestrian Trade Association show. We are in Philadelphia on location at the largest English trade show for the English riders out there. And actually, Jennifer and I are making our first trip out to WESA next month to Denver. We're going to go see the WESA show, which is supposed to be about 1,000 times this big.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You've been there?
It is, yes.
She said, be prepared for a lot of bling.
It's incredible. Yeah. Yeah,
so
you definitely will get lost.
That's my first time going to that one, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Now, we have our next guest. We have Dana with Goldfields here with us today, and Jennifer was so excited. She came running over yesterday, and she said, I found a company that makes scented bedding.
That
and my
is
first,
us.
Yeah, my first comment was, all bedding scented after.
It's always after that everybody smells that. Now we're going to make it a feel-good business and scent it before.
Oh, my gosh. So is it, what kind of bedding is it?
So this is Canadian wheat straw.
Is it chopped?
We chop it. We dust extract it. We put it back in a bag. And just before that, we add whatever favorite scent you'd like.
Really?
So we can do this with a eucalyptus
for
any
custom
breathing.
Custom scented bedding?
Absolutely, you can. You call me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm playing with some of it now.
So what kind of scents do you have?
So we actually have eucalyptus, a tea tree oil. We stay in with really high quality essential oils, obviously, because we want to have it nice for the horse. You know, there's so many benefits now with the essential oils.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We all look at that. We always look at all of that for the horse.
And let's face it, we're not sending it for the horse. We're sending it for us.
Absolutely. I've got girls that are like, I love this in my trailer. They're going.
This would be great for a trailer.
Yeah, it would.
They
it
do
would.
Love it. I'm telling you.
Because it's chopped. It's chopped pretty fine. So your pieces of straw are about a half an inch to an inch.
That's correct. Yeah. We have two strains of that. So we have two different cuts. We have a fine cut and we have a coarse cut. Our fine cut is really, really nice in the hot summer days. It's going to be nice and light and fluffy, easy to clean. Our scents are done this way so that you can have some benefits. Our eucalyptus, it's going to keep the bugs away. You're not going to have that stomping in your stalls and
that.
All of that.
Yeah,
I really
that's,
want that.
That's a great idea.
And for the breathing of your horse, right?
Sure.
You got that.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
Your tea tree oil, that's another really, really nice one. Our lemongrass, huge hit at the racetrack. Huge hit. Huh. All the guys are walking through the barns going, I like the smell.
Sure.
I like this golden wheat straw, and I love the smell.
And you are a Canadian company.
We are so. We're proud to be Canadian.
So they're nice. Super.
They're
we are
nice.
Super
all
nice.
Nice.
We are GMO
the bedding's
free.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just everything that comes out of Canada is nice.
Yeah.
Our listeners
are GMO
from Canada
free.
Are nice. We're just saying that for
that's
you, Rhonda.
It.
So that
I'm curious.
But we travel. Yeah. Yeah. We travel
a
lot.
How did
you? How do you ship it? Yeah.
We have a trucking company, our own trucking company. So we ship everywhere. We also have a rail line. So we ship by rail. We ship on truck.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. We got it. We got it going on. We got it so that you guys can
have
it all the way
line.
Down
I know,
into.
I know.
Right
I know.
Up
to
our hearing. Door.
Did you come down
it
in one of those
wonderful.
Fancy cars like the
I
rich people
not.
Had?
You know what? I came down
car.
In my old minivan. Absolutely like everybody else.
She
I threw the bags in the back.
Stuffed full of straw.
Yes.
Yeah, it smelled good.
I did.
She didn't drive the Mercedes onto the
rail
line.
We all got down. No, that's right.
Now, I'm curious because our listeners can't quite see this. The straw is chopped.
Yes.
Fine, but mm-hmm. there's no dust. The dust has been removed.
This is completely dust-free.
So when one cleans the stall, do you clean it similar to the way you would clean fine shavings? Do you use the same kind of a fork?
That would be right. We'd just use a regular plastic fork. This gets really nice and light on your shoulders. Anybody with having any kind of problems for shoulder injury and stuff, and I mean, you know, we're all getting to the stage where I don't care how many stalls you're cleaning, your back is sore, your shoulders are sore.
Sure.
So now you got that nice plastic fork, okay?
Sure.
The biggest thing here is not only the horses are benefiting from this clean bedding, think about all the workers, okay? Now they're taking off dust masks. They don't have that heavy, you know, number one, you don't have that dust all over your windowsills and all over your doors. So you're
right.
saving time there.
Yeah, right.
Jennifer
yeah.
always liked straw bedding
huge.
Better. I hated it because I couldn't clean it. You know,
that's
I was
right, because it was that
much,
long
and then
straw.
I yelled at all the time.
That's
so
right.
So we've used that long barrier. Straw.
That's right.
Right.
Right. That's right. So and now we've chopped it. We've dust extracted it. We open it up so it becomes more absorbent.
Okay.
So we got 25% more absorbency. These bags are twice the size of a regular wood shavings bag. I've compacted it in there so well, but being a woman.
How many bags to like a 12 by 12 stall? How many bags are you going to take initially to do?
So I would, okay. you know,
three?
Depending
wow.
on your person and how
right.
you want your stall done and what your matting is. I would say if you've got no matting, go with four bags.
Sure.
But if you, because you know, you want it nice and deep for the horse. But then you're not going to be adding any for a little bit.
So this
bit.
Is really compacted in a bag. When we open it, it explodes.
Yeah. It explodes yeah. to 10 to 12 cubic feet.
Oh, wow. It does
oh, wow.
explode.
It does explode.
Yeah.
So what I did, though, was I wanted it
woman
to
killed
way
opening a straw bag.
That's right. But we want to make it nice and light and
yeah.
easy to carry.
Yeah.
So now you can take that bedding that's waterproof. These bags are so heavy, they're not going to explode when you, you know, throw it in your trailer. You're going down the road. I haul down to Florida with the horses.
Sure.
I don't have this stuff blowing all over the road
yeah.
anymore. We also do a chopped fiber.
So we do a chopped, like all of our chopped forage line, but our bedding has been a huge hit. Mm-hmm. We're really happy with that. The horses are resting better. Any of the horses with respiratory issues. Now we've come and we've brought something along that we can say, hey, try this. Sure. This is going to work. The horses are laying down more. You know, there's more blood circulation through their legs. They're resting.
That is great.
They're working better. We're having competition horses. It's important.
And Dana, how is the absorption with it?
It is fantastic.
Okay.
So your absorption for this, because of this fine straw, it clumps together almost like kitty litter. So I've made this and I've tested it. So now what we've done is it clumps together so that you're taking that out. The manure, the straw actually falls away from the manure.
Sure.
So you're saving a lot of product every day.
You could use the Equity Fine Tine manure fork with this one.
That's
right. Absolutely, yes.
And don't forget, we all have to think about compost, right? Now you can take this. It's going to spread out on your fields. In 3 months, it's going to compost.
Wow.
It's going to go that quickly because it's cut short and it's opened up. So half of the work is already done.
So this now, is more plastic, absorbent than regular straw.
Absolutely. Yes. 25% more absorbent than regular straw. It's you use it and play with it the same as any of your wood shavings or any of your other products, your pellets or anything.
How do people,
but no dust.
The concern I have is how do people buy it? Because did they find it at their local tax shops? Do they have to have a whole truck shipped? You know, how do they buy it?
Well, we are expanding and we're going through a lot more tax shops. We're going in with Southern States. We're trying to do some deals with any of our tractor supply stores.
Oh, super.
Now, being in Canada, we have a good advantage because we can cover so much of the area ourselves. And we really like it. We're a family business, so we want to expand it that way. I bring the kids into it.
People can't order just like 3 bags of him.
Sure they can.
Oh.
Absolutely. I've got people in Tennessee
already. Especially
when
they're going to shows. They can have it shipped to the show and it's
so
there
pet
when they
supply,
get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we've got somebody in Kentucky already, Florida already, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina,
super.
Georgia, Arkansas. So we're really moving up there. You know, we have a lot of veterinarians.
They have it in Ocala, Glenn.
Oh, did
we
they?
Have it in Ocala,
really?
Yes.
Good, because I swore I'd never clean a straw stall again, and I could get out of cleaning
You're
stalls that way.
You're going to be my first
one.
Yeah,
but it's still straw, so then I don't have to do it. Jennifer has to do it.
Well, see, now there's a bonus, isn't it?
I like it.
That.
Horse husband approved.
Perfect.
And how does it compare price-wise?
Price-wise, it's actually very reasonable.
Okay.
So we've got this at, if we're taking a trailer load, we're going to do it at $6.50 a bag.
Okay.
Normally, we'd go into somewhere around $8.50 or $9 a bag on your retail if you're taking one or two bags.
Okay.
But you're thinking there's twice as big. Okay. Twice as big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
absolutely
right. But also, it's still light enough for anybody to carry easily. I can carry a bag in each hand. And I mean, you know, that's why I made it this way.
That's great.
The bags are very clear, so they recycle. So we're getting money back on our recycling. We've kept them clear for that reason. So we've looked at all of these things. Complete cycle, I think, is very, very important in today's world. We want to be environmentally happy. We want the horses to be happy, but we also have to make good common sense. We all want to save money.
Awesome.
Well, where can people find it?
Well, you can look on our website at goldfieldscanada.com.
Goldfieldscanada.com, and that's Fields with an S. Goldfieldscanada.com is where you can find it. Thank you so much, Dana, for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me in.
And I'm going to keep the thing that looks like a brush.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's a new grooming tool.
It is awesome. I love the scent.
Very good.
Very
that is pretty
good.
Cool.
Thank
Here's your
you,
sample.
Dana.
You can bring it home. You can bed your hamster cage with it.
Oh, can I keep this? I don't have a
Absolutely.
Hamster cage. But... I'm too neat for that, Glenn. We just talked about it.
That's true. You probably don't have any birds either. Well, birds are really dirty.
Solved your allergy problem, so you can now buy those.
I guarantee a cat does not have any chickens at home either. No. No chickens at all.
And my dog is one of those like hypoallergenic.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I figured. And you're one of the hairless cats also, don't you?
No, I really don't, but I do shave mine. That's
do
for
you?
Life. Yeah.
Oh. Jeez.
But she's happier like that because it's hot in Ocala.
Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer, who's up next? Our guest wrangler's not wrangling guests very well here. She's over here thinking, I'm getting bedding for Scooter. Oh, here she comes. Yay.
Vanka or Venka?
Vanka.
Venka.
Hey. Oh, you did?
It's
well,
a
it is
name.
Spelled Wencke, which is Wenke.
Well, it is.
Yes.
In Norwegian, it's Wenke.
It's Wenke.
Venka.
Venka. Are you Norwegian?
No.
Coming real close.
I'm South African.
Oh, you are South African?
Yeah, okay. German descent, which is where the name comes from.
You're all mixed up.
I am very mixed up.
Yeah, I was right. I said in Germany, W's or V's.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right.
Yes.
And my husband's English and my child's American.
Figure that out. So do you live here now or are you still in South Africa?
In Texas? Yeah, my husband's an oil and gas.
Now she's going to get a southern accent to boot.
Yeah, now she's going to sound like a southern Texan.
Gracious, we're going to be a melting pot.
Yes.
Yes.
All in one accent.
Yeah.
Well, how long did you live in South Africa?
We only moved there 2 years ago.
Oh, so you've been all your life.
I was born in South Africa. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of horses. The horse world in South Africa is growing, and you're hearing a lot more about it now.
Yes. It's a long, long, difficult story. But yeah, we're trying to grow, but getting horses out of the country is a real nightmare for us. So we're stuck in with that. But yeah, we've got some good athletes. We've got some good horses getting out there. There's an American riding a South African well-trained horse in the show jumping that's doing really well. So,
super.
Yeah, we've got good horses.
Very good. Well, yeah. We don't know anything about your product line, so fill us in.
Well, it's
and how did it all get started?
It is a good friend of ours in South Africa.
And that talk produces all day because I could listen to you talk all day. So go ahead.
She produces this clothing range. Mainly she focused on kids, but she's expanded to adult ranges as well. She does the shirts and the breeches and the jodhpurs. Probably the most unique thing about it is it's all produced in South Africa. Nothing China, nothing
oh, really?
Indian. Yeah. Various colors, bright colors, red, orange, green. I just brought a few just to show
and
people.
And that
what
South
we've
Africans
got.
Like colors too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
If
yeah.
you look at our flag, it's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So do you have anything along
yes.
with you can show us?
I brought just a.
And it's all kids samples. Stuff, or is there kids and adults?
There's kids and adults. I just brought you kids now, just because
oh
they've
gosh,
got the
adorable.
The kids' breeches are pink and with the black knee patches. They're very
navy.
Cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they are navy. Yeah.
Navy,
it's hard to tell in this light.
Cute.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so cute.
Wow, they're tiny.
Yeah, that's the smallest
I love
we've
it.
Got.
I love it.
Oh, that would fit. Jamie, yes, like Jamie's child is three. Could fit in this. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
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 That's perfect.
I don't think he'd like the pink though.
So these.
No, I've got blues.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
White. Child breeches.
Yes.
It's like our little future Grand Prix riders. I love it.
Yeah. And
I
we've got various colors, but the white seems to be very popular. For some reason, I thought the white would be the most boring.
On children,
but
it seems like something you should never do.
Yes.
Actually. Yeah.
Yes.
They won't be white past the first day.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Exactly.
Wow, what a cute
and a cute shirt. Tell us about this shirt we're seeing.
Well, it's a. It's lightweight. It's
great very lightweight.
For, you know, being South African, you need fabrics that are not too heavy.
Yeah, this is a technical fabric.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
looks very breathable.
Yeah. And it comes in, you can do it in one color, you can do it in three colors.
Yeah,
you
this
can
one
do
is
it in
two color.
Color
it's a gray. Well, it's three color, gray, white, and pink.
Yes.
It's yeah. sparkly.
And yeah. sparkles
yeah, it's
on
got the rhinestones
collar.
On the collar, and you've got their brand, the Joyride brand that's...
So the company's name is Joyride.
Yeah, we are import from, yeah.
And this is their first time here, right? At
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been an experience.
A good one or...
A good one.
Or
a good
just
one.
Leaving it to an experience.
You're finding out that tack shop owners are very particular.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, yep.
And they know exactly what they're looking for.
Yes, they do.
And they'll stick to it.
And that's
yes.
right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You've just
but I
got,
appreciate that.
You just got Ada 101 here.
Yes.
We've been coming for 25 years, and we've been on both sides. We've been a tack shop owner,
yeah.
and now on the other side,
sure.
and on the manufacturer side, too. So we've seen it all.
You've seen
yeah.
it all,
yeah.
yeah. It's interesting, but I've met a lot of very, very nice people.
Yeah.
It's been good.
It's a great
if nothing
networking.
Else, I've met a lot of people.
Yes. Like, so
networking. You're in a crowded market. There's a lot of clothing here.
I know.
Yeah.
yeah
I know.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we're proudly South African, so...
Well, and
which
I love the
unique.
Fact that it's made there, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love
yeah.
that.
That's really
yeah.
cool, yeah.
And do these shirts come in adult sizes?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Kat wants one.
They
and
do.
Can,
especially with the bling.
I can bring you one.
After this whole co-hosting event. So, and you were saying that they come in multiple colors or one color. Can
yes.
you do custom colors?
Yes.
Oh,
we
very
can
cool.
even, if a yard or...
Stable.
Stable.
Yep, sure.
Would like their logo on there, they will put anything on there.
Wow.
Whatever
so
you
that
like.
Is really unique for, I'm sure, yeah. some of the people listening. And yeah, that's great. Custom colors.
Yeah.
Very yep. good.
Where
very
can people good. Find them?
Well, we're in, you mean here?
On the website.
I don't have a website. I'm busy setting it up.
Okay, cool.
I just started a month ago, so everything is a bit...
A month? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've just got an email address for now, and I gladly send anybody any information that they need. So it's my name, Wenke. So W-E-N-C-K-E.
Just think Wenke, and you'll remember it.
Dot Bain, B-A-Y-N-E. At gmail.com.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here. It's so cool to see you.
Thank
and to
you
meet
for
you.
Me.
And we love the accents on the show. So
yes.
We appreciate you being here.
Good to hear.
And good
thank
luck
you.
With it all.
Thank you very much. All I appreciate right. it.
Take
thank
care.
You. Thank you.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
This one would probably fit you, that shirt, Kat. I don't know. It's a size 8 kids. You're pretty tiny. That might actually
I am
fit.
Not that tiny.
That might actually work. Well, we have, I think, one more guest, right, Jennifer? Yeah, we have one more guest today. We have Caitlin with, and Caitlin, I never got to see your stuff yesterday either, so we're going to take a look. So we're taking a look at clothing again. Caitlin, who are you with?
My company's called Street and Saddle.
Street and Saddle. Mm-hmm. And this is your first time too, right?
It's my first time here. Today is actually our 1 year anniversary of being in business.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah. Kat knows how hard that is to make that first year.
Sure do. Been it's, there, done it.
Yep.
So tell us about the company. What is the company?
Wait. I'm going to back you up for just 1 second.
Okay.
Caitlin, I want you to stand up.
All right, stand up.
Do a little twirl for everybody.
Now,
what percentage of what you're wearing did you make?
I made the shirt and the skirt, and I sewed a patch onto the back of
and
my
the, favorite the graphics
jacket.
On the back yep. is also
so
hers.
90%.
Oh, that's
ride
very cool.
Ride your life. Oh, that's
oh, you
very
can't sit
nice.
Here. You actually have talent, so you're not allowed to be here.
Yeah, well, I have a fashion design background, and I'm also an illustrator.
You're like 12.
I'm 21.
Wow.
I look 12, though.
She gets carded when she buys a root beer.
Definitely. Yes, absolutely.
Carded when she buys a root beer. I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
And my business partner is into leatherworking, so she does all of our belts. So between the two of us, we make almost everything and also work with local manufacturers. We're from Vancouver, Canada. So everything is
Canadians
made
represented
right in,
here today.
Yeah, yeah. Right Amen. In Vancouver. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So what
good
kind of
you.
Clothing are you making for the horse world?
Well, I actually had this idea 6 years ago when I was 15 because I'm a rider, of course. And I
What do you
started,
ride? What kind
I'm
of
an
rider?
Inventor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, a lot
yeah,
of adventures.
Yeah.
Too.
And so I started getting interested in fashion, and I noticed that the fashion world is so in love with equestrian style, but they're very in love with this very, very traditional equestrian style, yeah. kind of like what we wore 200 years ago sort of thing, right? And then at the same time, functional equestrian apparel was getting really, really sporty and technical, mm-hmm. which is great because there's so many innovations and new fabrics and that kind of thing. But I saw it moving away from what the fashion world is super in love with equestrian style.
Sure.
But, so I thought there must be some way to meet it in the middle where you have enough function to appeal to the riders and, but still base all the designs off more kind of in the fashion area.
Yeah. That would look good on you, Kat. I'm holding this. So tell us about the.
I really like this, and I will
tell
say,
us about the shirt. We describe it first.
Okay, so this is our new show shirt, and so the fabric.
Oh, so this is actually a show shirt.
Yeah, it is it's a functional show shirt, and we put in some technical details like the cuffs that you're looking at right mm-hmm. now. If you're riding, you've got your arm turned to the side. It looks like a regular cuff, but what kind of inspired it is I always love having my sleeves rolled up to the elbows, but they're always kind of sagging and falling down, and they get in the way, especially if you're riding, they get dirty, that kind of thing. So these ones, they have a bit of hidden elastic at the hem, so
and it's
you
really
literally
hidden.
Just yeah. grab the whole sleeve and you yank it up your arm, and it'll just stay there all day, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't constrict
at
all.
Oh, I can't
all.
Tell you
it's
with dress shirts how annoying that is when I used to have to wear dress shirts all the time.
Yeah.
I could
yeah.
never get them to stay up.
And they look terrible, that kind of thing, so... It took ages to figure out just the right balance of what fabrics and how much elastic.
Because you have elastic. A technical fabric, which is probably pretty cool,
well,
on the sleeves.
You say technical. This is actually a bamboo rayon, which has been, we use it for everything now because it's just the magic fabric. So it's a natural fabric, but it's breathable, wicking. It also
But it's different. What I'm trying to get at is it's different than the front of the shirt.
Yeah, okay. The front got panel, a contrast. Yes. Yeah. Because what we wanted is the structure, and you need that when, you know, you've got your show jacket on. We wanted that really tailored, structured look, but basically to have the stretch and the breathability where you need it.
So the front panel and the collar, are they cotton?
They're cotton.
They're cotton, yeah.
Yeah, this is actually a hemp cotton blend. We've also got white. We've
it
got,
does. It looks cool, actually. Yeah, this is really cool.
It almost looks linen.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like a linen, like, very nice.
This must be comfy.
Oh my God, they're so comfy. What we did is with the bamboo, we brought it all the way. We did a raglan sleeve. We brought the stretch all the way up to the bottom of the neckline. And what that was for is just for function, because when you're riding, you need that range of motion in your shoulder. So that was the idea behind it. But then it ended up being a really flattering kind of silhouette, especially from the back. It just looks great, and it's so comfortable because you feel like you have nothing on top of your
shoulders. Well, the cool thing about this is, too, you could wear this out. You could wear this anywhere.
It was great. We actually had we had a fashion show at Vancouver Fashion Week in March, and so this was obviously for a non-horsey audience. So a lot of the clothing was equestrian-inspired, but not, you know, you wouldn't ride in it.
Which is the way it's moving,
But I thought, okay, well, we've got to throw the show shirt in there because we do need some functional equestrian stuff. And it was actually by far the most popular piece because all these women were coming up to me afterwards and going like, oh my God, I would wear that to the office, because they see it and they think, oh, that's a button up that's much more flattering and looks way more comfortable, that kind of thing. So
that is great.
It's a perfect marriage of polo comfort and button up style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's got the hidden buttons, which I love.
And it's totally different than anything else I've seen, which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love seeing different things.
And where are these made? Are you actually making them?
I make a lot of them myself.
In your basement a big sewing machine? That's what I'm picturing.
We have our studio. We have 5 sewing machines now. I'm a little addicted to
sewing
machines. So we've got me, and then we've got a really talented sewer who comes in part-time.
I love that this is really a grassroots business.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That is great.
So what do they run, like this show shirt we have here?
They run $220 Canadian, which is, I think, $167 US retail. Yeah.
And have the tack shops, have you had people interested in it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of interest in them. I mean, they're brand new. We just, you know, kind of just got all the samples done about a month ago. We're really struggling to sort of keep up. We are going to get a
You know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to hear about this on the radio show, and she's going to get a call for like 4 million of them.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Yes. You know what? The best problem you will ever have is not having enough to ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've had that problem, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When you have that problem, you just thank God and just keep packing. But never tell people that you can't get it done.
Yeah.
Smile and say thanks.
We had that problem last week with the show. We couldn't ship it because it wasn't getting there. It wasn't going out.
Yeah.
All right. So cool. Do you have a website yet?
Yes, we have an online store.
And what's it called?
Streetandsaddle.com.
And you'll ship United States, Canada?
Oh, yeah, we'll ship everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Streetandsaddle.com is the website.
Yeah.
You can find all of the designs there. I think this is cool. I love the fact that we were able to find so many businesses now that are just starting out, because that's what we look for here at the show.
Yeah. Well, it's a really great environment to start a business in nowadays, because, you know, you just get your online store up and running, and with social media, it's been, I mean, we've had basically a $0 marketing budget and we've just made it work using, you know, Instagram and word of mouth and that kind of thing. It's a great kind of climate to start a business.
Well, and it helps that she obviously has talent. I mean, that helps.
Right.
I mean,
being smart, articulate.
I could start a clothing business and it's not going to go anywhere.
I don't know how many Facebook posts you have.
No, yeah. Your product still has to hold up, you know, after all of that. So good for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And good luck with it.
Thank you.
We hope to see you here in 6 months. That's a true test.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk my business partner into it.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Well, Jennifer, we got to see somebody yesterday that's been a listener of ours for about 100 years, and we met her for the first time in person. Happy Barbie was here!
Yay!
And you'll hear on Wednesday's show, you'll hear us chat with Happy Barbie. She was actually here representing the Equiderma company, mm-hmm. because she has gypsy horses that had hellacious problems with hair.
A lot of skin problems.
Skin
there.
Problems, yeah. And everything. And
you'll hear the whole story. You'll hear and it's dramatic.
Because yeah. Anybody that's heard Happy Barbie call in on the shows before knows that you will hear the whole story.
Yeah.
Yep. That's not going to be an issue. You'll know exactly what happened. And we're going to be playing that for you on Wednesday. Kat, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Benefabproducts.com, right?
Yep. You got it. Thank you for having me.
And,
it's a blast.
And I know some of the listeners were interested in that new boot.
Yes.
So what's it called again?
It is our Smart Quick Wrap. We have a Smart Hood, a Smart Scrim, and a Smart Quick Wrap now. And basically the Smart is the combination between the ceramic material
and
the
magnets. Okay, cool. Right. And is it for sale now? Is it available now?
It is not available now. We have pre-order here at the show.
So basically
for
we're
retailers.
Just teasing people.
We're teasing people, but come December, so Christmas
put
presents,
it on your Christmas
guys.
List.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We will have it available for order probably by Cyber Monday, and it will ship before Christmas.
I have the feeling we'll be hearing about it on Radiothon.
Absolutely. Maybe we should put that as one of the prizes.
Oh, there you go.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
No,
like
we're not
it.
Doing that
like
because it. People then will wait to see if they win. No, it's not going to be one of the prizes.
No,
no
sorry,
we're not giving
sorry,
one of
guys.
Those. No, not going to have one of those. No, no.
Oh,
well, we really do. I know I didn't give you much warning to fill in, but we really appreciate it. Sorry.
It was a blast.
We hope Colleen feels better. She's from Eventing Nation. She's the product reviewer there and has been doing this with us now
for
a couple years.
She reviewed our Smart Scrim.
Yes.
Colleen Peachy,
yes.
Right?
Yes. She usually co-hosts with us here on a Monday.
Oh,
but
okay.
She got really sick this weekend, so we hope she feels better.
She ate some bad nachos at the movie theater.
For Colleen to come over to Ada,
she's
got to be sick.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. That is bad.
But I really appreciate it. Everybody, we have the CHA show for you tomorrow, the training Woo-hoo! Episode. We fly home tonight. We're hoping to make it back.
We might sound a little sleepy on tomorrow's show.
Late tonight. So we're hoping that we actually make the show tomorrow. And
no pressure, Christy.
Yeah, Christy will be here. If nobody else, Christy will be here. She'll talk to herself.
Yes.
So Wednesday, Jamie is back from her trip. She hopefully made it back yesterday from Monty Roberts' place back to Arizona. And we'll hear about the end of her week. And we have some fun guests lined up for you then too. So thank you everybody for joining us on another Ada, our 13th Ada. We appreciate you being here and we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning. Take care, everybody.